Suffolk seaside resorts feature in the UK's top 10 coastal destinations, but Great Yarmouth appears among the bottom 10 towns, according to the annual Which? British Seaside Survey. Britain's best and worst seaside towns have been revealed in the survey, commissioned by the Consumer Group, which ranks almost 100 UK coastal destinations. A poll of more than 3,000 holidaymakers saw visitors rating 96 seaside destinations in 10 categories, which included the quality of the beach, the attractions, scenery, food and drink, accommodation, peace and quiet, and value for money. And in the search to find the country's most highly rated resort, Aldborough and Southwold finished in joint 8th place. The Consumer Group said Suffolk drew praise in the poll, with the region promising a serene escape from the crowds, as both seaside towns scored 5 stars for peace and quiet. Southwold Mayor Ian Bradbury said, "Anything that brings more people to our town is a great thing. It's got a great beach, a great pier, great people. It's the whole package." According to the Consumer Group survey, 3 Norfolk resorts feature in the top 20 destinations. Blakeney features just outside the top 10 in 11th place, with Sheringham in 14th and Wells Next to Sea in 16th. Cromer is ranked in 50th position, with Hunstanton in 74th and Lowestoft in 76th. Great Yarmouth is listed in 90th position out of 96 destinations, with an overall town score of 53%. Topping the Which survey to find Britain's best seaside destination was Bamborough in Northumberland, a village with a population of 400. Rory Boland, editor of Which? Travel magazine, said, "These ratings won't make happy reading for some of those destinations many of us remember from childhood breaks of times gone by, which may have failed to keep up pace with trendier destinations or those offering a better overall experience for our hard-earned cash. But whether you fancy blowing out the cobwebs in Bamborough, pottering around in Port Miriam, or taking your bucket and spade to St Mawes, it's clear that the Great British Seaside has something for everyone."